All right, we're recording, and we're perfectly normal people.
Just before we started recording, everyone was going,
I haven't slept in five, I almost said 5 hours, but it's been 2 days. It's like, I'm at that point where, like, you have, like, manic energy.
Yeah, you're going to crash soon. That's why we have to record now.
Soon.
Welcome to the Evan and Caitlin podcast, where sleep deprivation is a key ingredient.
I think that's a good intro.
Yeah, I think so too. That's why I paused so the music could play.
All right, guys. So today we want to thank our very first podcast sponsor, Trade Coffee. We'll be telling you more about them later. But in this episode, we are going to give a little health update. We're going to take about the vacation we almost took. We are going to maybe fit in some bonus topics. And the game is going to be another song game.
My favorite kind of games.
The best. And we're going to try to identify movies based on an iconic song from that movie.
Yes.
Yes. It can be any, like, it can be the beginning.
We can go into more details later.
We can go into it. Okay. Quick health update. I am better, which is really good news. It only took 2 misdiagnoses.
Like 3, 4 trips scans.
So many trips to the doctors. Anyways, the good news is that I'm all better and I'm ready to keep on going. Thank you so much for everyone who's left well wishes for me to get better. And yeah, I think that's it. Let's just jump into it.
So, vacations.
Yeah. So this was something that's been on our minds a lot. We used to take vacations fairly frequently, trips.
A big 2 week vacation every year where we would go somewhere far and. Well, I guess I'm just going to start describing what a vacation is.
No, but
trips.
We try to be as frugal as we can.
Throughout the year.
Throughout the year.
And we spend it all on a vacation.
That was our big treat to ourselves.
Yeah.
You know? And we haven't taken a vacation like that ever since we started.
The channel.
And we really wanted to get one of those in 2019. And we're like, okay, we figured out where we want to go. We want to go back to Thailand. And that's a whole other topic of people are like, you shouldn't go back to the same place. But it's it was so good. We have to go back.
Thailand is where we went on our honeymoon. And it's been our favorite place that we've ever gone.
Yeah, we just want to go back to the exact same place.
Literally the exact same place.
It was magical. In Thailand, there's a rainy season. So there's a time when you should go and there's a time when you shouldn't go. And
the rainy season is half of the year.
So it's we would have had to leave on the vacation in 3 weeks.
Yeah. Well, the rainy season is from April through October. And so it would have to be in March. I mean, February is halfway over.
We realized this not that long ago, and we'd already made a lot of plans and commitments, and we're like, okay, let's try to squeeze it in. We blocked out a week, and...
Well, it's a 2 week vacation, but we were we had already committed to so many sponsor commitments that we could only take off 1 week from actually doing a video. So we'd have to get 1 week ahead and then skip a week, which are both difficult in their own ways.
Very difficult. And we like to, both of us are ideally highly planned people.
Oh yeah.
In the best case scenario, if it's up to us, we would like to plan a lot of things out. So
when I'm on a vacation, I don't want to spend time on the vacation Googling
what to do or
cool booking reservations or things to do. Yeah, I'd rather have it already
all laid out, all the resources available.
Not laid out in terms of I don't want to plan all my days out, but I want to have already done the research so that if we feel like we want to go to, an elephant sanctuary, we know the best one.
Yeah, the one that treats the elephants right and everything. Yeah. Or if we want to go out to eat, we already have places near our hotel starred. And so we just go there.
We already have all of our maps downloaded offline.
Yeah, we're not in the hotel room Googling where to go. We're it's time to eat. Let's go to this place that's near us. Boom.
Yeah.
And it's there's no pause time to the adventure. Yeah.
Yeah.
So planning a trip like this is a huge multi-day undertaking. I'm not sure if that's how it is for everyone.
And all that is like after you've chosen the place. And we wanted to do a 2-week trip. So we were going to do 1 week at the place that we had already gone to in Thailand, which was Krabi, Thailand. Mm-hmm. And then we were going to do 1 week somewhere else in Southeast Asia-ish area.
Yeah, so planning vacations is like a two days of like figuring out where to go, and maybe another 2 days of research.
I definitely have spent more than 2 days figuring out where we're going to go.
I'm just laying out like a bare minimum here, you know. So that's like 4 days that we don't have
maybe
to plan a trip that we that's coming up way too soon. It was just becoming a lot for us.
And we need to get farther ahead on videos in order to do it.
Yeah, and we have like some very exciting opportunities coming up that we just couldn't say no to, and we'll get into some of that more later. But I just wanted to tell this whole story. We like went through this whole thing yesterday and in the weeks prior struggling with this, and I thought it would be an interesting thing to share. Another indicator of kind of what led us to this decision is when I was sick a little bit ago, throughout me not feeling well, we kept on filming just because we felt like we couldn't stop. We had already made commitments. Mm-hmm. And if we just took a break, then would have to pay for that. And I just also didn't want to stop. I personally didn't want to. I just would feel like not satisfied if I wasn't doing what I wanted to do.
Well, the same thing for the last week as well, because we've both had a cold.
Yeah.
And
it was pretty intense.
It was pretty intense. We like couldn't. I was talking about this somewhere. I don't remember. Oh, it was in the Patreon after show.
Okay.
But we were like at that point where like your nose is running so much that you just have to put tissue plugs up your nose, and that's the only way to function.
Both of us had them. We were walking around
the house with like our big like wads of tissue like literally stuck up in our nose, and we're like, okay, that thing dried. Okay, it's time to film the next scene. Okay, wait, pop out your plugs. Okay, let's film the scene and then do the scene and then take a break to blow our nose again. It was bad, but like, yeah, I think we were like between, you know, you being sick a bit ago, and then like us both being sick this past week, and like, still being at the point where like we felt like we couldn't stop working. It's like, what makes us think we can take a 2-week vacation?
And part of the reason why we were working through not feeling well is because we knew we had this vacation potentially planned.
That's true.
And we have like a trip coming up in a few days, Workbench Con.
Yeah, we're going to Workbench Con.
The week after this podcast comes out.
The week of
this podcast. Yeah. So
like a few days after this podcast.
Hopefully we'll see some of you guys there.
Yeah.
But anyways.
And then we have another trip in April for spring make.
And then, of course, there's the delays and, you know, like products coming in, and we can't work on the videos that we need to because of other delays. Anyways, all of that building up to the point where we were just like, we just couldn't feel like we could, because we just didn't have the spare time.
Didn't feel like we could take a break.
Take a break, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, a vacation costs money and time. You know, we try to be frugal and not spend money on too much, and we try to save up for those vacations. So we have the money set aside for a vacation right now. Mm-hmm. And that's not a problem. But if you think about time in the same way you think about money, it's like, let's say that we used money as the thing that we had saved up, and we spent it all or went into debt with our money. That might not, like let's say we had $0 and we saved up just enough to go on vacation, and we spent it all on the vacation. That wouldn't be advisable.
Yeah.
You know? But if you take that same thing and equate it to money, let's say that we have...
You mean equate it to time?
Oh, equate it to time.
It's okay. So everyone knows your brain's only like half there right now. You're doing great.
Let's say that we have 0 spare hours per day, which is kind of accurate. I mean, you know, we take tiny breaks for like, you know...
We go on walk meetings.
We watch some YouTube every now and then. We hop cook. On Reddit every now and then, you know.
We cook.
Yeah,
that's not really a break.
It's not really
it's
a break.
Like an essential thing
it's
of survival
time. I'm trying to justify things, but like we like, you know, if you look at our time bank, like an extra time bank. I don't know. We have like 0 monies, 0 times. in the bank, and we've been carving out time for our future spend, you know? And if we carved out just enough to go on the trip and we spent it all on the trip and we got back down to zero, I think it might be a similar thing if, like, you look at the value of going on a vacation versus spending it, that time on something else that's also important. And I think that, you know, a vacation does have short-term and long-term benefits, because while we're there, hopefully we're relaxed, we're having fun, we've mm-hmm. taken care of everything, so we can just, like, turn off. And I think that'd be healthy short-term and long-term, because if I think about some of the vacations we've taken, they, like, sustain me long-term.
Yeah.
You know, I still think about them yeah. in a very nice way. So I think that vacations do have a long-term benefit. But I also think about, like, all of the long-term items that we just keep on putting off that are important for us, our life, you know, all sorts of things, because, you know, we've made these, like, all these commitments and are trying to keep up with them. And we just don't have any, like, all we're doing are urgent and important. We're not doing anything that's important but not urgent.
Yeah. And Evan is referring to, like, the urgent versus important matrix, where you have, you know, on any to-do item or any to-do list, it can be urgent and important, urgent and not important, not important, not urgent. I'm already lost, but you understand.
Yeah, and I think that one thing that I think we've been really good at doing is eliminating the urgent and not important things from our life.
We try to. Sometimes we still, like, get sucked into something, and then because it seems urgent, but then we realize it's not that important. Yeah. But
because, like, that's the easiest thing to get pulled into, the urgent and not important things. Those are the things that distract you and can really take up a lot of your time. And we've been mm-hmm. trying to get rid of that. But, like, the not urgent yet very important are some of the most important things.
Yeah. It's like long-term goals.
Yeah. Long-term success. And if we take care of some of those, I think we might be able to free up more of our time in the future. Maybe.
Yeah. Well, I think it's tough because, you know, we do set our own schedule. It's just, you know, it's hard in the moment to be a judge of how overcommitted you're going to be later on,
yeah.
you know, and it's a lot easier to say yes to things than to say no to things, especially mm-hmm. when you're somewhere where you're trying to, like, grow your business. You know, you don't want to be saying no to stuff. It's very counterintuitive. And so even though we do set our own hours, like, we do also make real actual commitments to people, and it's not just, we can't just be like, oh, well, we don't feel like doing that. Yeah. We would rather go on vacation.
Yeah. It's a complicated thing. And I think that, you know, looking from the outside, it's completely understandable to say, like, well, you make your own schedule and just take the days off, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that is true. We do make our own schedule and we could just take time off. But like Caitlin said, we're already committed out through half this year.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, we have videos planned into May.
And we've made commitments
for yeah, the next 4 months. Yeah, or we're like starting June. We're starting to make June commitments.
So it's like for that period, we can't really
change too much.
And if we take time off, that means we're going to have to hustle extra hard to keep up with the schedule we've already set for ourselves.
Yeah.
And, you know,
well, and it's like, interesting because, like, when you, let's say you do realize, like, you know, and we kind of hit this towards the end of last year, because there were a couple months last year where we were releasing 6 videos a month and it was definitely too much. But by the time we realized, or at the time when we realized it was too much, like when we were in the middle of it, there was nothing we could really do about it. We could say, okay, once we're done with these commitments, we'll make sure
not to do that again.
But in the moment, there's no fixing it. Like, you're
yeah.
in it.
You know? Yeah. It's
because we schedule so far yeah. out.
And the relationships we want to form with the companies that we work with, that's very valuable to us. You know, we get 60% of our income from working with sponsors,
mm-hmm.
and that's what allows us to do the things that we do, you know? And
yeah, like, I don't think we could do this full time if we didn't have sponsors. No. So
we would have had to wait a lot longer, and we yeah. wouldn't have been able to make as many pieces of content as we have. So working with sponsors lets us make more content. And I think it's a win-win-win for everybody. But if we, you know, mislead or, you know,
or have to like reschedule somebody too many times
and like,
or have to back out. We've never had to back out of a sponsored video. We would
much rather over deliver to a sponsor than under deliver.
Yeah.
You know, and.
But that's why, like, even though technically we are our own bosses and we set our own schedule, we are still beholden to others.
Yeah.
You know? So we can't just, like, switch things around.
Yeah.
And maybe maybe in the future we'll get to a point where we don't have to have as many sponsors. And then, like, I don't think we'll ever just, like, say no to sponsors completely. Mm-hmm. But I could see us getting to the point in the future where we don't have so many.
Yeah. I think that'd be nice. And we've talked about it before. It'd be nice if we maybe had 3 sponsored videos a month so that we had like a flex week.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Where we could either like we could just do something random for that week, or
if we need it, we could take it off.
We could take it off, or we could use it to help like to give us some things around. Flexibility if things.
Something gets delayed, we can have that slot held in reserve for it and everything.
Yeah.
I think that would be like a really great way to do things. I think that one thing that taking on this business and these the scope of work we've taken on has made me realize is when people say I don't have time for that, what they're saying is that's not a high enough priority.
Yeah, you
know,
that's true.
Because you know
you have time for
you have time for things, and if something is a high enough priority, you will find time for it.
We like, spent an hour changing a tire.
Yeah,
we not wouldn't too have said long ago.
We had time for that.
Yeah, I wouldn't have said like we had a spare.
And going to the car dealership and all of that stuff.
Yeah, I wouldn't have said like, that evening that we had a spare hour, but changing that tire was a high priority, so we did.
It was a really high priority. Yeah, so it's like, it's just a matter of priority. And right now, the high priority thing in our lives is to grow the channel, get it to a sustainable level, you know, and all of that stuff. And that will let us be able to have more flexibility in the future.
Yeah. I mean, we're hoping like all the hustle and groundwork and long hours and stuff now will make us better set up in the future and not just get us addicted to working, which is how it feels right now.
Well, I think that like,
'cause it's hard to be like, I feel good about where I am now. I'll just take weekends off.
Well, I think that if we were like a few videos ahead and we were taking care of ourselves more and, you know, all of the things that we want to change, I think that we would, like, if we were hitting all of the goals, I think that we would be okay.
Yeah, maybe. I guess it's just hard for me.
But at the same time, we do just keep on adding stuff. We were like
doing a podcast and Twitch streaming.
But like, to me, that makes me feel more complete.
Yeah, no, me too. And I like the things that we've added. But yeah, but it is hard to imagine being at a point where like, we were consistently like enough videos ahead that we felt comfortable taking weekends, and taking those weekends didn't eat up our lead.
Yeah.
That's hard to imagine.
That is.
I know people do it.
Yeah. But I mean, like let's say we cut to like 3 videos a month.
And then we could do it.
And then we could do it. But, you know.
I don't want to do that. We already like have so many ideas we want to tackle.
We have so many ideas.
Such urgency on these ideas because we're like, oh, that's a really good idea. We got to do it before somebody else does it.
I had that thought. I had one of those ideas last night. And I was literally up and I was so excited about it. I just did research in bed. I mean, it's good excitement and it's good things.
But I guess what I'm saying is if we were only doing 3 videos a week, then we would be planned out through like October. We wouldn't be able to do those new videos until October. Right now we're like, we can't do them until June. Maybe like,
even more picky about our video ideas.
Maybe, but it's hard because like sometimes
working with sponsors.
Sometimes
sponsors, you have to do the project that you pitched like
also, some
3-4
videos
months ago.
We're really excited about, like the one that you're talking about. It's a little bit different.
It's a little bit more unknown.
And so you don't know how it's going to perform. And for sponsors, you know, if you promise a certain amount of views and you don't hit it, then they're not going to want to work with you again.
Yeah, and that's painful.
Yeah, that's bad. So, you know, you can't be as risky.
Yeah.
Man, I feel like we've, like, varied away from vacations and stuff. This is more like time management
time
podcast.
Time management. Yeah, I mean, yesterday we did talk a lot more about, like, vacation-specific stuff. Were there any, like, standout points that, like, helped us come to this decision?
I think it was ultimately like deciding not to do the vacation in the next few weeks was the thing. Like both of us were kind of hoping for an excuse to come up so that we could put it off till later this year, which sounds weird, but we were like, you know, I hope we look up the prices and it's just way too expensive right now because it's so last minute. Like that's what we were both thinking.
And I think that like the reason why we wanted that choice to be made for us instead of just making the decision ourselves, which we ended up just doing, mm-hmm. is because not going on the trip is the easier option in a way.
Yeah.
And
it's like you feel, it's weird because you kind of feel guilty either way.
You do feel guilty like, either way.
If you go on the trip, you feel guilty because you know, like you know you're not putting that time towards something, you know, that is work productive. And like, I kind of feel guilty towards like my future self because I know future self is going to be paying for that fun later on, you know, because it's always stressful coming back from a trip. But you also feel guilty if you do the quote-unquote easy thing, which is not go on the vacation, just, like, keep doing what you're doing. And it's weird when it feels like you feel guilty for not taking a break.
Yeah. But I think the reason, like, the hope in my head is I think that we still might potentially take that week break and use that time that we're not putting towards, like, the videos we have planned to make changes and work on things that we want to change, you know, like...
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think that would be ideal, but I also think...
pressure on us to do that.
That puts a lot of pressure to... And when Evan says, like, take that week, you know, it would have been a two-week vacation, but we would have been technically taking a week off from posting a video. So you're meaning, like, take that week that we would be working on that week's video.
Yes.
Yeah, it puts a lot of pressure to use that week super productively and come up with all these brilliant brainstorming ideas. Because then if you don't and you end up just doing kind of like your normal to-dos, it's like, wow. Great job, guys.
Yeah, it's like...
this is really so much better than a vacation.
Yeah, you could have gone on a vacation or something and you just...
It's like you can't wasted it. You can't win.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also...
I mean, but we are going to take the vacation later this year.
I know, but... Part of me is like, are we?
Are we? But it's like, okay, so let's like get to the point where we can, and it's not this painful of
That's
a
the
thing.
Goal. That's the goal.
Yeah.
And we're getting closer to that. I mean, last year.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, 2017 also, there's no way. Mm-hmm. There's no way. And we did a lot of trips, but they were all like collaboration trips, event trips. And there was just no fitting in anything else. And the thought of trying to fit it in was so stressful. Like we couldn't even like comprehend it, you know, it was just not an option.
Well, and also we were learning all sorts of things like, you know, the best way to work with sponsors and how to schedule things and how to set up deals and
everything,
you know? So it's like, we have a lot more figured out now.
We have a lot more figured out. And like, I do feel closer to the point of being able to take a vacation, but still part of me is like, are you really going to take it in November or October or whatever later this year? Or are you going to fill stuff up? I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do.
All right. Well, while we figure out what we're doing next, like the
Evan and Caitlin,
we wanted to thank our very first podcast sponsor, Trade Coffee. We've worked with them in the past, and they're an amazing and delicious sponsor. I mean, the services they provide are very tasty because I don't know what type of coffee that I like, and they provide the answer to that question.
Yes, they have an online quiz where you can put in things like, do you like milk with your coffee? How do you like to make your coffee at home? Do you like crazy flavors or more traditional? And it'll take those and give you a coffee that is best suited for you. And then as soon as you order it, it's roasted to order. You get it sent to your door. Super easy.
Yeah. And if you are interested in trying out some Trade Coffee for yourself, you can click the link down in the description below on the YouTube video, or there are links in the podcast too.
Like the show notes.
The show notes. Yeah. And you can use code EvanCaitlin at checkout and you'll get 50% off your order for the first 100 people. So.
Yeah. So click it.
Click it.
Yeah. Beat those other... over 100 people. Okay, good job.
Thanks, Trade. Well, one thing that I want to talk about, because we have an excuse to talk about it and we haven't talked about it anywhere else, I think that sharing some fun stories of our past vacations could be fun.
Which ones do you want to share?
how he almost died?
Tongariro?
Yeah. We didn't actually almost die.
That's like the closest I felt to dying, though.
We just thought that we were going to die.
So there... Okay, so we were in New Zealand, and there's this Tongariro hike. I might be saying
it's
it
like
wrong.
An alpine crossing.
It's like an alpine crossing, yeah.
I don't know what the difference between that hike and the alpine crossing is. Well, I guess
one almost kills you.
In an alpine crossing, I think you go up over a mountain and you cross it.
Hmm. A hike is just like you take some steps to a place and then you go back.
Probably, yeah.
So I had read all these awesome reviews and people are like, "Yeah, you know it's long, but you can do it in like 7 hours." And I was like, "You know what? That's like a day trip."
And some people did it in less.
But yeah. Like the average is like 7 hours. Okay, that's a pretty big hike, but you know, it got such good reviews, and when you get to the top there's these like glacial pools at the top of the mountain. You go through all this cool terrain. You like go through a crater and there's all this like cool volcanic activity and awesome stuff.
And that was true.
That was true. Except, well, there's a few things.
Well, but I think that like people who are drawn to that type of thing are
already at a certain like physical skill level.
Yeah.
Like if you're looking at alpine crossings, like chances are you're at least you're like an 8 on the like one to 10 physical health
how
level.
How many hikes do we go on per year?
Not many.
Like zero.
Like zero.
So it's like before the alpine crossing that we try to take on.
I've done hikes like on vacations.
When was the last time you had done a hike before the alpine crossing?
Probably like 2 years.
Probably more for me. Probably more for you because we hadn't ever done a hike together. And by that point, we had been dating for a long time.
I guess it's been a while since I went on a hike.
Yeah.
But I was like, yeah, 7 hour hike. Let's do it.
Well, it's like you go to TripAdvisor and you look up these like
beautiful,
you
know, pictures.
Beautiful pictures. And you're like, what's the best thing to do in this area? Ooh, this hike. Let's do it because it says that it's good.
Yeah, exactly.
So we just like, we're not prepared.
We were unprepared in many ways. First off, like, you know, you get there, you drop your car off at the end point, and then a bus takes you to the beginning point, and then you have to hike back to your car. So you can't just like decide to turn around.
On the bus, we started noticing things.
What did you start noticing?
I started noticing that like everyone was much more serious about their gear than us.
Yes. Everyone had like actual hiking backpacks and like camelbacks.
Yeah, more
and
water.
More layers.
Yeah.
Like it should have been assigned to me. We started the hike, you know, and it was fine at the beginning. It, you know, not too intense or anything. Everyone was already passing us. But it should have been assigned when I was like, I'm the only person in skinny jeans on this hike. This should be a sign. And then like we had asked the like bus driver if we needed to bring more layers, and he was like, no, it'll be about the same as it is here. And we were like, okay. We're like, we'll just put one pair of gloves in our backpack just in case. And this is New Zealand and their summer, so it was like relatively warm.
And I'm not sure if you guys have seen Tiny Backpack, which to me is a legend. But it's like a 5x9 backpack.
Yeah.
That I love and I've had for years and
that's
it's still
what we
holding
brought
up
with
so
us.
Well.
Is that what
so
we brought?
I had Tiny Backpack and you had another backpack. So
yeah.
It's like
so we had little backpacks,
tiny, like
and like single bottles of
backpacks.
Water,
yeah, and like one or two snack bars.
Well, no, our Airbnb lady had made us banana bread.
Yeah, so we had like a little packed,
lunch,
a very small packed lunch, and we had like two energy bars.
But so anyway, so we're like going up. Everybody's passing us. We're getting pretty tired, and there's no way to tell how far along you are.
No, we didn't have GPS. We didn't have
GPS. You know, there's no signal up there.
And this is the best thing. I'm not sure how we could ever release this because it just doesn't fit anywhere. But we recorded a check-in every hour.
Oh yeah, we
and
did.
And at the beginning, we were like, "All right, we're good. We had energy," and it's just like a descent into
madness
and like sleep fatigue and like. It's just like literally by the end, we were like loopy.
We were loopy.
Like in a weird way.
Yeah. Yeah. It was, yeah. It was probably like the lack of water, lack of food, lack of energy, altitude. we were pretty loopy. And this wasn't just like walking. Like there were parts and it didn't like hold your hand either. You didn't get like guide rails and stuff on steep things. There were parts where there was like, a chain bolted into rocks, and you had to climb up the chain up rocks. And if you slipped, you fell.
Freezing by that point. And we only had one pair of gloves. Each of us had
one glove.
And we'd swap it. I had the right, you had the left, and we'd swap.
And then we'd swap when our other hand got hold. And we're like climbing up a chain on the side of a mountain. And it's like, if you slip, you're going down a mountain.
And the wind gusts were insane.
The wind was insane. It blew the case off of our camera.
I had a camera that was attached to my camera. And I was holding onto the camera. And the wind ripped the case off my camera. And like threw it off this like 1,000-foot drop that was
into
like
a crater
that was like 15 feet away.
Yeah,
and like, we're not exaggerating.
No, you were probably you were in your duct tape shoes.
No. I think I brought my real hiking boots for that.
Oh, we both did. Oh, you're right. You're right. Oh, and mine were like slightly too small, which I didn't
something
realize.
Like that, yeah.
They were like. Because I have, like, long, skinny feet, and mine are, like, a little too short.
Your...
So, like, tips of my... All my toes were bruised
by the end,
of it.
Oh,
they,
my gosh.
It was fine going up, but then going down, if you're going down a slope, every time you step, your toes are jamming into the front of your shoes. That was, like, the worst part for me.
Yeah.
I would rather have dealt with the crazy winds and the crazy climbing than just walking downhill for
but
that
like,
long.
I think that by the time we got to the peak of the climb... We were like, all right. We took a little bit of break. We were happy.
We had lunch. We were good.
We got like re-energized and everything. It was definitely a struggle going up. And there were many times where I was like, what have we done?
Oh yeah. There was
a moment. But like our car was at the end.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's no turning back. And by the halfway point, you couldn't even turn to the beginning. But at the beginning, if you walked back to the beginning, it's just an empty parking lot.
Yeah.
There's like in the beginning of the day, people get to the like start in air quote, and then everyone leaves. Or like buses drop them off or whatever.
Yeah, it's just empty.
You know, it's just there's no one that will be there until the next day.
What was your most like what have we done moment?
On the climb up when we were hunkering down
behind
the
rock. Yeah, me too. There's a moment. This is like towards the peak.
Oh,
where the wind
man.
Was so intense. It was so intense. It was so cold. And, like, the gust of wind would literally kind of throw you off balance. And we were starving and we were thirsty. So there was this big rock, and we sat down next to the rock and just tried to, like, share a Cliff Bar. The best we could. And we were like, what have we done? But you know what was funny is when we got to, like, the... Emerald Pools or whatever, which was really cool. That's like the thing people hike to go see.
Mm-hmm.
There was like a field trip, and we didn't really realize this.
There's
an easy way and a hard way to get to the pools. The hard way is where you get dropped off on one end and then you walk all the way to
through,
the other.
Yeah.
The easy way is you just go from the end, you walk up to the pools, and then you go back. So we're seeing all these like elementary school kids, and we're like, what the heck?
And they're all like chipper and stuff.
Yeah, they're all chipper, and we're like, is there something in the water in New Zealand that like everyone is just way more physically fit than we are? Like, how?
Like, also at that point, I mean, to be fair to us, we had been working office jobs for like years, and we just didn't.
Well, and we were like at that point 7 hours into a what should have been a 7 hour hike.
Yeah. How long did it end up being?
10.
10 hours. I think that it was supposed to be like 6.
It was supposed to be 7.
It was 10.
It was supposed to be 7. It was supposed to be 7.
I think it was supposed to be 6.
No.
And we thought, okay, we're slow. It'll be 8. And it ended up being 10. And
oh
that's the story of how we almost died.
Yep.
But we like there were seriously moments when I thought like...
Climbing the chain.
What if we just like can't go anymore? What do we do?
I had that
thought
too.
Is there a way that like we can get off the mountain? Like, can someone come help us?
Yeah, I was like, what do you do if you just can't keep going?
But like, there was a point on the way down that we reached like a fugue state.
Yeah,
is that the right word?
Yeah, where
or,
we
like,
were just
we were like in the flow of like being in pain and just pushing through it and just walking. And I'm sure that that's something that like runners and long distance people. Feel
not
a lot, but
for
like
us.
we were not used to this, and we just like just kept on going, and like I'm really proud of us that we just kept on pushing, and our limits were way farther than I thought. It's like my limit now, like in terms of a hike, since we're not in shape and we don't do it a lot, I'd say I'd be fine with like a 3 hour hike, 1.5 hours in, 1.5 hours out, maybe four hours total. But like, we just kept on going and going and going, and you just pushed, and your body can do it. Like, I know that my body can do that now. I just don't want to do that.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
That was crazy.
I remember by the end, we were just singing.
We were like,
And that was like our mantra on the way down.
Yeah. And then we got to our car and then drove like 2 hours or 3 hours to our next location.
Yeah.
And had like pizza. And then passed out.
Yeah.
Adventure time. You know what? You know what I want to do? I'm not sure if I'm ever going to do this. Maybe I shouldn't say this at all. But like, I kind of just want to like take that story and make a story time with it and all of the video clips and like upload that somewhere.
Yeah. And I mean, like, that would be fun. But like, I don't know where we would. I mean, second channel. No one's going to watch it on the second channel.
Yeah. I just thought that was a fun story to tell. I didn't expect it to be like so fun to like tell a story. Maybe we should do like story time podcast where we just like tell stories.
Yeah. Well, we have some more vacation stories. You want to tell some more? We could always do that instead of the game.
We could tell stories or we could play the game.
We'll do the game. If you guys want more stories, let us know and we can do like a story time episode. More vacation stories.
Game show time.
Is that our new theme song?
It is now. All right. So in this game, it's very similar to the music game where we played some audio and we had to guess what
TV show it was from.
But now it's going to be a movie. So I'll go first.
So we picked, this didn't have to be the theme song of a movie. I mean, movies, it's not quite the same. We're like, a TV show has an intro song every time. So it could be the theme song or just an iconic song from the movie.
And last time we did this, we got a copyright claim.
Yeah, we did. So our video is not monetized. So we're going to add like a slight distortion and we're going to try not to play the songs for too long.
Yeah. So
hopefully the distortion is not too annoying. It's like light.
Sorry in advance. All right, you ready?
I'm not looking. Oh, I know this. That's all you're going to give me? Oh. Ghostbusters.
Yeah! That's awesome.
I'm pretty proud that I got it before that. That would have been it.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Just the beginning. That's kind of tough.
It's pretty tough. That's it's pretty tough. Okay, let's each do three.
Okay. It's from a... Oh, Rocky?
Yeah. Eye of the Tiger.
There's like a few songs that have that sounding intro.
Ah.
Where it's like, dun-dun-dun-dun, or it's similar. It's like the Fleetwood Mac song. It's like a one-winged dove. Sing the song, sounds like she's singing. The beginning is like, and also Bootylicious. Listen, pull it up. Pull up the beginning of Bootylicious and tell me that doesn't sound like the beginning of the Rambo song.
I've never.
Right?
What? What?
I told you.
They stole Eye of the Tiger.
And pull up Fleetwood Mac.
This is Bootylicious.
I know. That's what I'm saying. And then pull up Fleetwood Mac. Fleetwood Mac did it before. I think Destiny's Child took it from Fleetwood Mac.
Which Fleetwood Mac? Bring up Fleetwood Mac. Bring them up and have them play the song for us.
I don't know the name of it. It's a one-winged dove.
I'm going to say Fleetwood Mac sounds like Rocky.
No, it sounds like Bootylicious. See? It's all the same.
Edge of 17.
Yeah, it's a... It's like a one-winged dove. Sing the song, sounds like she's singing.
Wow. That's an interesting rabbit hole. I didn't know that.
Right?
Wow. You are really good then.
See? Right. I told you.
So you... I can only play this for a little bit. Well... That's all of them.
Da 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 da.
What's it from though?
Batman?
Yeah, Batman Forever.
Yeah! I remember when the song came out, like, my mom would listen to it a lot, and my brother. So it was like, kiss you know, stop it. We're gonna get coffee struck because you're so good. So you know the part where he's like, kissed by a rose on the grave.
Yep.
You know, so my brother, we were pretty little when this song came out, and my brother thought that it was saying kissed by a moose on the grave. So we would always be like, kissed by a moose on the grave. Ooh, na 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 na.
This song gets stuck in your head.
Oh, it's so good.
So much.
It's so good. Oh, stop playing. We're going to get coffee struck. Stop it.
Oh, so my gosh.
Okay, it's my turn.
I'm going to suck, aren't I?
They're closed. Oh.
No, those awesome powers.
Oh, you got it so soon.
It's like I can't think of anything else that sounds like that, though.
I don't know. Okay, I'll give you a harder one.
Oh, I shouldn't have gotten it so soon. No. I'm getting hard mode. I have one or two hard modes for you, too.
Okay.
Can I pause? I was worried about coffee strike. I have no clue.
I'll go for it a little bit.
Okay. You can play more.
Is that your pause motion? Evan just starts waving his hand like he's pushing a
It's action. Is it action?
It's action.
It's action. Okay. You can keep on playing.
I can't.
You can't.
Da-na-na, da-na-na, da-na-na,
it sounds like something just like it could be Avengers. It could be Age of Ultron. It's Avengers. Oh my gosh! Oh my! What's the most generic action sounding movie there is? Yeah. It was Avengers.
I mean, you got that kind of based on a lucky guess, but still, that was a hard one.
That was hard. Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
I'll give you another one.
Okay.
And some of these I'm not sure if you've seen, but I feel like
you should know them. I have the same feeling for you.
No, this isn't. What? No. Okay, sorry, my link was wrong.
Okay. Oh, Donnie Darko.
Yeah, have you seen Donnie Darko?
I've seen Donnie Darko.
Oh, really? Yeah. I didn't think you'd seen it.
All around me, familiar faces. Well, also, I just really like that song. Yeah. I know.
I knew you would know the song, but I didn't know that you would know it's from. Well, not that it's from Donnie Darko, but
they're linked.
Yeah, they're pretty strongly linked.
All right, my turn.
Okay. Hey, sister, soul sister. Lady Marmalade, what's the movie? What's the movie? It's Lady Marmalade. You don't need to keep playing it. I know what the song is. Stop it! We're gonna get coffee struck. Stop it!
Both of us keep on I click it and you press space. So it's like I pause it and you play it again, and then we're in a continual loop.
That's what happens when I say stop it, and you wait several seconds to bother me.
Like the 0.25 seconds it takes for my finger to drop down on the thing, and then you go, you say stop it. I stop it, but then you play it again.
Okay. So I know the song. It's the Lady Marmalade song. What's a movie? I didn't actually see this movie. It's the one that's all the...
Dancing.
Yeah, all the dancing. And it's not the other one with all the dancing.
It's a place in France? Paris?
Paris?
Yeah. Paris.
It's the windmill.
It's the windmill.
A windmill involved?
Like what's a makeup?
Moulin Rouge.
Yeah.
Why do I have a windmill in my head?
Yeah, there's a windmill.
There's a windmill on the place. Yeah, because I've been
real
there.
Life. Yeah. Okay. Cool. Okay. You're not crazy. You're just a little bit crazy.
It's like when psychics are like, I'm hearing. It's almost the letter purple. It's the color purple, and I'm seeing the letter.
You know, to some psychics. Colors might be letters. And purple might be a no.
And windmills might be windmills.
All right, next one.
Okay.
This is the one I'm most worried about getting a coffee strike on. Dun, 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 dun.
Frozen?
Yeah! Oh, like, I almost like give him, like, any parents can get it from that.
Yeah, oh my gosh. Yeah, no, stop playing. We will seriously the get forbidden copy stuck. That's all you know. I'm sorry. We can't play more, and I'm sorry if that was too quick for people to guess.
And I'm sorry if you're listening with your kids and now it's stuck in their heads.
Oh my gosh.
That's pretty good, because, like, we only saw Frozen once.
Yeah. But right. I mean, everyone's heard the song.
I'm blowing through these pretty quick. Okay. I have to play this. I have two songs from this. I'm going to play a little bit from each, just in case. Mm-hmm. This is the intro. All right. Now, this is like the theme song, even though, like, I'm not sure if you listen to this either.
What?
Oh, come on. Go, you gotta know this one.
Is it Spaceballs?
I shouldn't have given you that clue. It's Spaceballs.
I was gonna guess Spaceballs when I heard the first one. I was like, okay, it sounds kind of like Star Wars-ish, but sillier, so it's probably Spaceballs, which I've only seen, like, once or twice. I know you've seen it a billion times.
A billion times.
But this threw me off. And then I was like, I don't remember this song at all. Stop it. I was like, I don't remember this song at all.
It plays at the end.
Oh.
You gotta watch till the end to get this song. It's like a bonus.
I still got it. I still got it.
Sir, we've been jammed.
Hot. Too hot.
Hot. Too hot. I say that so much.
I know. That's the one I say the most now.
I'm slowly converting you, bringing you over.
I would have guessed it, I think, quicker if you hadn't played the second song.
Ah,
if it was the first, because okay, I was good. Thinking, like, oh, this is probably Spaceballs. And then I heard the second song, and I was like,
if you're living in a bubble and you haven't got a clue.
Is that the words?
Yeah.
Okay, is it my turn?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Because remember, in the
this
planet
one?
With air, they had the air. Anyways.
Okay. Some of these might be... If you've seen this movie, you will associate the song with the movie. But I don't know if, like, universally, this song would be associated with this movie. Okay.
Okay, pause it. Okay. I know the song. I have no clue what the movie is. Like... Zero goes, give me a clue.
Think of the words you just said. Do you know what? Black Betty? Black Betty. Think of the name.
Betty Boop. The movie.
Betty.
Oh! Yeah! Kung Pao! Yeah. What? That's the song from Kung Pao?
Well, it's in Kung Pao, in an iconic battle, and his name is Betty. Betty. And that's why they play that song. See, that's why I had so many disclaimers.
Yeah, no, but you're right.
I had to do it after you hit me with Spaceballs.
Yeah,
okay,
Spaceballs
Kung Pao was like my Spaceballs. Like, yeah. I watched it so many times.
Yeah. Me and my brother, we just like Spaceballs. Like, that was like our jam.
And me and my brother, Kung Pao was our jam. Yeah. Watch that hundreds of times.
Very fitting.
So I had to like hit you with that one. I knew it might be a little bit harder for you.
Yeah, let's only do it like 4 seconds at a time. I have no clue. A little more.
You should know that.
I should. It sounds kind of familiar.
Okay. The distortion throws it off a little bit, but you should still know it. I can't whistle.
A little more. I still have no clue.
I'll go forward a little bit.
No.
Does it sound familiar?
Kind of. Give me a hint. Because I'm not going to.
It's a girl whistling it.
Okay.
It's in a violent movie.
Kill Bill?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I think that, like, that might not have been the most iconic Kill Bill for me. Like,
I didn't say it was the most iconic song from a movie. I'm saying it's an iconic song from a movie. That's not really a song. It's like a tune.
Okay.
But, like, you should know it.
I should.
It's pretty iconic. A movie can have multiple iconic songs.
Okay, well, I'm going to give you some hard ones soon, so you better watch out.
Okay, give me a hard one.
Okay. I have two hard ones, and then I'm out.
Okay. We'll do yours, and then I have a couple more. Oh, my gosh.
Right? You know it.
James Bond?
Which one?
Oh, gosh. Okay. Skyfall.
Yeah! Ah! When the sky falls.
Yeah! That was pretty good.
Yeah, see, it's like a little bit harder.
It was a little bit harder.
Are you ready for the hardest one? Mainly because I don't know if you've ever seen this movie.
Oh, gosh, okay.
And, like, you should know the song in this movie, but, you know, no judgment.
Ghost?
No.
There's some cheesy song in that one because I was looking up songs and I was like, oh, I didn't know that's from that song. It sounds like it's from the 80s. Da-da-da-da. Have you seen it?
Yeah, come on, I've seen this.
I mean, I know this song, but I don't know like what movie it's from. Stop playing it. I know the song. I know the song. It's not going to help me. I don't know.
It has airplanes in it.
Is it Top Gun?
Yeah.
I've never seen Top Gun. Yeah, yeah.
That's why this is the hard one.
Okay. That was hard. I know the song, though. Is that like an iconic song from Top Gun?
Yeah. It's a pretty iconic one. I think that...
Oh, sorry. We just got a Twitch follower.
Yay! Thank you.
Okay. Here, let me give you...
All right. Let's do two more, and then let's wrap it.
Okay.
Oh. Is that Hannibal or something?
No.
It's like some thriller?
It's scary, yeah.
Oh. I don't know. I know it. I don't know.
You know it.
But I know it, but I don't. It's like, it's not X-Files. It's not like, it's some thriller. It's some.
Yeah. It's a movie. I mean, all of these are movies.
Thanks for the hint.
Well, you said X-Files. That was a show, right?
Oh. No, they made X-Files movies too.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Well, this is not that.
I'm not sure if I watched it. I know it.
Though. I'll give you a clue. All
right.
If you start saying the guess that you just guessed and then change what you're saying after the first syllable, you'll get it.
X-Men.
No, keep going. Keep trying. X.
Extraordinary.
Think of a scary movie.
Exorcist.
Yeah!
Woo! I think I've seen The Exorcist.
Have you not seen The Exorcist?
Is that the one where the girl twists her head around?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
The split pea soup?
Yeah,
it's a good one.
It's a good one.
Okay, I'll give you one more. You should know this one. We'll end it on a fun one. And if you don't, then...
It'll be awesome, buddy.
I don't know what to think. You know this one.
You won't even know me. Oh, Mortal Kombat.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Wow.
You know how much I'm
prepared. I didn't know you'd get it just after the gong.
Yeah. You were thinking it was like...
Test your might. Oh, that was good. Yeah, I thought I would end it on a... I knew you'd get that one.
Yeah. That's a good one.
I'll save really some good. Of my others for later.
Yeah, and you know, like, we have unlimited of this. We have, like, lots of fun stories for, like, story
games.
Time. We could do song games. There's all sorts of things. And speaking of things, let's tell everyone about our things of the week.
Yeah. Do you want to go first?
Yeah, well, you just watched your thing of the week, so you can share that.
I did. So my thing of the week is a video, and it's on the channel The Modern Rogue. If you're not familiar with them, they have an awesome channel, and we did some collaborations with them a little bit ago. They're all on their channel, but they just released the third and final of those collaborations where we show them how to make knives out of, like, saw blades and
it is as dangerous as you might think,
and if you want like all of your like everything in you to just cringe safety wise watch this video.
You know, I think that like I think that I didn't realize how much like supervision Brian needed at the beginning. I just kind of held at him like an angle grinder with like a cutoff wheel.
That smart. And I'm like, have done that.
And I kind of like walked away at one point, and they're like, "Oh yeah, yeah. I don't want to ruin the movie video."
It's pretty hilarious.
It was pretty fun.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. So we'll put a link to that.
And the knife I made while we were there, I still use that knife. It's still like
a knife. I don't use mine. Mine's not really practical.
I really like mine because it's a really, really thin blade.
You could put the whole thing like in a boot.
Well, what I like to do is, okay, so what thing do we open the most?
Boxes.
Boxes. You know what's really good for cutting open boxes? A really thin, like, sharp knife with a very sharp point at the end. And this one has all of that. And it's really great for slicing through cardboard, because if you try to pull a knife through cardboard, it's too fat. You know, you're pushing the cardboard out. So there's a lot of resistance.
Yeah, with this knife, it's so thin. Yeah.
It just whoosh, glides right through cardboard.
Yeah.
And another, like the second best thing for cutting through cardboard is a utility knife, you know? But the problem with a utility knife is it's short, you know? So you had to like, you know, hold it really precisely and stuff. This you can stab in, just drag, and you can like slide it up in an extended slide, you know? Because a utility blade, you can't go up and down too much. Anyways.
Yeah, you can also put it in your boots.
You could put it in your boots if you had a proper sheath, because that'd be really dangerous otherwise.
But it's real flat. But yeah, that's my thing of the week, that video. Yeah. So y'all should check it out.
So my thing of the week, which I haven't had as a thing of the week before, but we've been using it a whole bunch, is epoxy. Epoxy everything. Like, so many projects that we're coming up with and that we're getting excited about are epoxy related. We're doing an epoxy project right now. Some of our like favorite videos we've done in the past are epoxy. I'm just like, I just love epoxy.
It's really cool.
A ton of awesome properties. It like dries really hard. You can polish it. I'm learning how to polish it. You know, I'm learning how to, we're going to cast it soon. It's a really great ingredient to add to anything. We're going to add it to, you know, we're going to add it to like a prop. We're going to add it to, like the kitchen. We're going to add it to wood. We're going to add it to
everything. How you're saying like, we're going to add it to the kitchen. We're putting it on a thing that will be used in the kitchen.
Yeah, but
we're not like putting epoxy on the kitchen.
But you can mix like, okay, how about this? You can mix epoxy with wood, metal, 3D prints, like real life objects. You can cast it. You can do so much
with it.
It's
super versatile.
Once it's cast, you can work it even further with woodworking tools or tools you might have around.
Yeah.
It's just really cool.
Let's see, the only downside is it's not a cheap material.
No.
But it's really cool.
And you can do so much with it. You can embed things inside of it. You can tint it. You can do alcohol inks. You can do pigments. You can mix all of those elements together.
It's pretty awesome.
I like epoxy. All right. Hey, guys, thanks so much for joining us on this episode. I know we kind of bounced around a decent amount
we did.
Like story times to topics to games and everything. It's really nice to be able to do that, though. We just don't have a venue for all of this in another place. And it's really fun sharing it. Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you guys for listening. If there's stuff you want us to talk about, let us know in the comments. And as always, if you know you feel like giving it a rating or review on iTunes, that'd be cool.
Yeah, we read all of them. We like have like an email that is sent to us, and I'm like, ooh, the podcast.
We get real excited.
Yeah, the podcast reviews are in. Whoa.
Yeah.
So it really means a lot to us.
Yeah.
And we appreciate it.
Thank you guys.
Bye.
Bye.